A lap away from the start now of the first heat of the New South Wales Karting Championships for 2014. In good formation on the grid, 12 laps the distance. Pierce Lahane in the 11 kart will start on the pole. James Sayre in the 94, Josh Smith in the 97. Matthew Waters is in the 13. Then it's back to Sean Costello in the 2. Jason Burns in the 31, Aaron Borg in the 14. Jared Whitty is back there in the 90. As they're side by side, getting ready for a start. Lahane gets the jump on the inside of the front row. Waters cuts to the inside as well. He sits up in second position as they head into turn number 2. Lahane leads the way. Waters, a great drive up to second. Sarah and Smith caught napping off the start that time. As they work their way down the back straight into turn number 5. Towards the infield for the first time, and the double left-handers, it's Lahane who leads the way. Pierce Lahane in the 11 cart, the state champion, works his way across to lead lap number 1. Waters, Sarah, Smith, Costello, Burns, Borg, Careless. Then it's back to Whitty, Stocks, McKay, Wells and Cooper rounding out the running order here on lap number 1. So Lahane coming up on the back of the Padashi cart. So Padashi in the 45 cart pulling into the pits as he was about to go a lap down. Lahane continues to lead. Waters sits in second. Sarah Costello getting past Smith on that lap. There's three groups of two at the front of the field as Waters looking for a way to get by Lahane, who sits at the front. So the red speed cart of Pierce Lahane, the cart 1, Lahane clutches entry. Just with a cart length breathing room as they come across the line, 9 laps remaining. Matthew Waters sits back there in second position. He's not challenging at the moment, but we have a spinner down the bottom. That looked like it was the Sarah cart. So, in fact, it was Lahane. So Lahane has overcooked it going into turn number 2, and he is dropped right towards the back of the field. So that is an amazing start here in this X30, heat number 1. We have another cart off down the bottom of the circuit as well. That's the 69 cart of John Wells. So the leaderboard now looks very different. Well, in fact, Lahane's still shown as the leader. So I was sure that was the 11 cart. It might have been the 41. But Lahane, yes, he is still leading now. So Waters, Costello, Smith, Burns, Borg, Whitty, Stocks, James Sarah. So it was James Sarah, my apologies, who is back in ninth position after that spin down there in turn number 2. Lahane extending his advantage at the front of the field over Matthew Waters. So Waters with a bit of work to do now. Pierce Lahane, half a second ahead of Matthew Waters. Costello is 2.5 seconds back from that front battle, as he has got about 0.7 of a second advantage over Jason Burns and Josh Smith, who are just starting to string out now back there in fourth and fifth positions, with Aaron Borg trying to close in to make that a battle. So with just under 5 laps remaining, race leader is still Pierce Lahane in the 11 cart. Matthew Waters, so a great start from Matthew Waters. He was in position 4 and he just got away so well, went straight to the inside and was able to grab second position. Costello, the Victorian, in the Cosmic Cart. That's the Snap Racing RGI AMR, cart number two, runs in third. Jason Burns back there in fourth place. Burns, the first of the Queenslanders in the OTK Racing Team entry. Cart number 31 has got now Josh Smith in the 97 right on his back bumper as they head down the front straight into turn two. And it looks like Burns might have made a small mistake there. So that's going to put Smith and Costello all battling it out for third position. As up the inside, the pass is made by Burns. So Burns gets up to third after a mistake by Costello. Lehane leads the way from Waters. The battle for third is Burns. Costello, Smith is out. Touch! Going into turn two. And Costello is off the circuit. So the front NASA panel is folded right up in front of Josh Smith. So Smith, what can he do here to fix that NASA panel? He's got up the inside of him Borg now, as the white flag is out. The white flag is out. In fact, that's Costello who has got the NASA panel up there. So that's Smith who has dropped right back down the field after that contact. So race leader Pierce Lehane on his final lap now heads to the infield for the final time. But Lehane and Waters, first and second, having uneventful runs as the checkered flag waves. Pierce Lehane takes the victory. Second place to Waters. Burns comes home in third. Then it's back to Aaron Borg ahead of Sierra, who gets Costello at the line. Whitty, Stocks, then a gap back to McKay. Is the final cart out there on the circuit. So Smith, Cooper, Carlos, Wells, and Padeshi all not finishing heat number one of the X30 Lights.
Schweppes Australia develops, manufactures, sells, distributes and markets a range of non-alcoholic, ready-to-drink beverages and cordials to meet all kinds of refreshment and thirst-quenching needs. Grab a Pepsi, Solo or Schweppes Lemonade at the canteen and experience that famous crisp, refreshing Schweppesence. Schweppes, major sponsor of the 2014 New South Wales Sprint Kart Championships. Award-winning Carlo's IGA is open 7 days with great weekly specials. Call in and meet their friendly staff and stock at low prices. Carlo's IGA Grenfell, proudly supporting our local community. Carlo's IGA Grenfell, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
Milton Brothers Proprietary Limited, for all your earth-moving, road construction, water, soil conservation needs. Call Milton Brothers for your next earthworks job. DPE Kart Technology is an Australian-based company that manufactures Arrow and Monaco racing karts and also distributes a huge range of parts and accessories. Trust DPE Kart Technology to the best quality and value for money products available in the world. The Grenfell Kart Club would like to thank the major sponsors of the 2014 New South Wales Sprint Karting Championships, including Schweppes, Supercheap Autos Young, Tegra Australia, Westline and Mad Harry Steel. Supercheap Auto Young is a leading retailer of auto spare parts, tools, car accessories, air compressors, performance parts and more. Supercheap Autos stock a wide range of tools, accessories for the do-it-yourself home handyman, as well as products for travel, touring, outdoors, garages and sheds. Make sure you get your raffle tickets in the Super Cheap Monster Raffle at the canteen with over $2,000 worth of prizes up for grabs. For all your karting needs, see Ryan and Jess at Upfront Karting. New or used kart spare parts, driver training, computerized engine dyno and engine rebuilds. Upfront Karting, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
Rocky FM, radio of Young, Cowra, Cootamundra and the Southwest. Check out Kopi's Breakfast Show every weekday morning from 6 a.m. Then tune into Quiggs while he fills your workday with the hottest songs from the 80s, 90s and today. Rocky FM, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club. Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware Grenfell, stockists of everything from gardening supplies, nuts and bolts to all painting supplies, as well as a wide range of fishing and camping gear and electrical goods. Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware Grenfell, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
Junior clubmen head out onto the circuit now. We get set for their heat number one. The 76 is Sandrone. The 9 is Gillies. The 81 is Fistari. 99 Brown. 6 is Morse. Carr is in the 5. 71 is Hollis. National champion Drew Ridge is in the 1. Fullwood in the 16, Cameron in the 95, 5 in the 72. The 19 is Ackerman, the 12 is Caruso, the 56 is Priest. Matthews is in the 8, 41 is Garland, Chancellor in the 22, Harness in the 48, Chibuteri in the 7, Brennan in the 21, Westcombe Casey in the 4, Longmore in the 36, Harradine in the 62, Hemphill in the 17, and Lichtenberger in the 59 makes up the rear of the grid. Sandrone just a lap away from the start now. Sandrone was well ahead of Gillies. So still a lap away from the start. Sandrone. Gillies, the front row. We'd like to remind you that the Grenfell Kart Club thanks Super Cheap Autos for the their sponsorship and support in the Monster Raffle. You can get your tickets at the canteen for this weekend's Monster Raffle. It includes a Calibri 26-inch six-drawer top tool cabinet, Gurney pressure washer, Stanley 140-piece socket set, and a whole bunch of other great prizes. The Monster Raffle, tickets available at the canteen. So racing and away. Good start from Sandrone and Gillies at the front of the field as they work their way through turn number two. They're all through. No, not quite cleanly. A bit of bang and crash down deep in the field. The leader, though, Sandrone getting away to a flyer with Gillies. It's Sandrone who leads the way. They work their way through the infield on lap number one, still trying to sort themselves out. In fact, it's Gillies in the 9 cart who leads the way. That's the OTK cart of Cody Gillies, who is your race leader. Sandrone, then it's Pistari, Brown, Carr, Morse, Cameron, Ridge, Fullwood, Hollis round out the top 10. So Gillies, already with a half a second lead at the end of the first lap, works his way through turn number 5 through the infield now. Good battle going on for third between Pistari, Brown and Carr. Alec Morse is also in there mixing that up, along with Cameron. Fullwood there as well with Ackerman and Hollis. They head down through the S's and onto the back straight. And Gillies, half a second lead still over Sandrone in second, who has then about a 1 second advantage back to third of William Brown, who's now pulled away from Pistari. So Brown has kicked away from Pistari. The 81 has got Carr in front of him as well, so he's starting to back up in this early going. So Brown in third place. We'll have Carr in the five cart really charging in on him over the next lap or so to try and make a battle there for position. Gillies, Androne, Brown, Carr, Fissori, Cameron, Fullwood, Alex Morse drops another position back to eighth. Hollis, then it's Ackerman, Caruso, Fife, Matthews, Harradine, Brennan, Shibutari, Hemphill, Westcombe, Casey. Ridge has really started to fall back through the field now as Chancellor, Longmore, Harness round out the runners. Lap number five. And Cody Gillies is your race leader. Gillies has got Sandrone starting to close in on him. Through the S's now. That gap has been whittled away to less than a cart length. Down the back straight. And Gillies is under some pressure. Sandrone is working through the infield now. He looks like he's got the cart to be able to try and effect a pass down the front straight this next lap. They go past the start to the front straight. And Sandrone up the inside of Gillies makes the pass. So Gillies now, what can he do back? Sandrone, your new race leader, through the S's and onto the back straight now. Gillies just losing a bit of ground. The gap out to a cart length and a half as they head through turn five and now into the infield. The double left-handers as Sandrone and Gillies work their way across the start-finish line, closing in on the front two as William Brown and Josh Carr. Then it's back to Pistari. Forward Cameron, Morse, Hollis and Ackerman round out your top ten. Gillies, a cart length back from your race leader Sandrone as they head into turn five once again. Looks like Carr and Brown are starting to mix it up. Carr dives up the inside of Brown going into the infield left-handers. And Carr will take third spot. Sandrone, Gillies, now it's Carr and Brown. Pistari, Fullwood, Cameron, Hollis getting past Morse, who shuffled down to ninth now with Ackerman still running in tenth place. An interesting race battle there as Cody Gillies, who led the early going, now back there in second. He's got Josh Carr trying to close in on him. As Carr is getting away from Brown and Pistari. Forward in the 16 cart has been charging forward. Aaron Cameron in the 95. Hollis. Morse is in the 6. Ackerman and off the circuit is the 4 cart. So Westcombe Casey there. I'm not sure if he got... Yes, he did get scored. So he did get across that timing loop. But Sandrone out now to half a second lead at the front of the field. Gillies, then back to Josh Carr. William Brown is the next cart through. Pistari, Fullwood, Cameron, Hollis, Morse and Ackerman still your top ten. But it really looks like Sandrone, who after missing the start has worked through, improved the performance of that cart and now leads quite comfortably as the white flag is out now. So Sandrone measuring his pace at the front of the field. Gillies sits back there in second. Carr still pushing hard, but he's got some breathing room between himself and William Brown, who runs in fourth place. The battle continues as they head through the infield, but Sandrone has got it wrapped up. Sandrone takes the victory. Gillies home in second, Carr in third, Brown, Pistari, Fullwood, Hollis, Cameron, Ackerman and Morse. They were nose to tail as they went across the line. Then it's back to Caruso, Matthews, Ridge, Hemphill, Harradine, Chancellor, Brennan, Shibutari, Longmore, Westcombe, Casey, Harness And Travis Littenberger rounds out the carts 22, eventually greeting the checkered flag. So Junior Clubman, heat number one in the book. Up next, X30 Heavy. Don't forget, tonight, dinner at the Grenfell Bowling Club. Of course, tickets have been in sale all day at the canteen, but you can still just roll up to the Grenfell Bowling Club tonight and have a smorgasbord dinner. Great value. Also, if you're getting a bit tired and a bit sore after your first round of heats, Emma at Emma's Massage Therapy is next to the canteen. 10-minute massage for $12. A 20-minute table massage for $25. So go down and see Emma at Emma's Massage Therapy right next door to the canteen.
The Schweppes 2014 New South Wales Sprint Karting Championship. Sponsored by Carlos IGA Grenfell, Upfront Karting, Greg Bowerman Fencing, Grenfell Bowling Club, Milton Brothers Earth Moving, the Canberra Kart Shed, Rocky F, Caltex Grenfell, Dunlop Kart Sport, Grenfell Quality Meats, E-Kart Technologies, Thrifty Link Hardware Grenfell, Nepean Transport and Equipment, and Tour LF. Tegra Australia is a leading supplier of premixed concrete, sand, gravel, topsoil and O-River pebble specialist. Tegra Australia are proud sponsors of the New South Wales Sprint Kart Championships and the Grenfell Kart Club.
Greg Bowerman Fencing, Grenfell's rural fencing contractor. Give Greg a call for your next fencing job. Greg Bowerman Fencing, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
Just waiting for the Ingrid to clear here before we get the X30 heavies out onto the circuit.
The Caltex Service Station Grenfell is a proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. Make sure you call in and see Steve and Trudy before you head home and fill up with all the essentials for the road trip or have a bite at the Star Diner.
Nepean Transport Equipment manufacture the Nepean Night Owl Lighting System, which are proudly supplying light to the 2014 Schweppes New South Wales Sprint Kart Championships at Grenfell. Schweppes Australia develops, manufactures, sells, distributes and markets a range of non-alcoholic ready-to-drink beverages and cordials to meet all kinds of refreshment and thirst-quenching needs. Grab a Pepsi Solo or Schweppes Lemonade at the canteen and experience that famous, crisp, refreshing Schweppes essence. Schweppes Australia, proud sponsors of the 2014 New South Wales Sprint Kart Championships here at Grenfell.
All right, the raffle, there's, of course, the Monster Raffle, which I talked to you about earlier, but there's also a raffle to win a beautifully framed photo of Daniel Ricciardo in his 2014 Formula One winning Red Bull Renault, generously donated by Cooper's Photography. It's $5 per ticket. You can get your tickets there at the canteen as well. So that beautifully framed photo of Daniel Ricciardo, you can see that in the race secretary's shed. It's absolutely fantastic. $5 per ticket, and it's been generously donated by Cooper's Photography. We thank them for their ongoing support of the Grenfell Kart Club.
Westline is the best line. They're suppliers of quality fine line, agricultural line, dolomite and construction materials. Westline, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club and the 2014 Schweppes New South Wales Sprint Karting Championships. The Canberra Kart Shed is a fully serviced kart shop, including setup and repairs as well as engine testing and rebuilding. Friendly advice coupled with competitive prices ensure your karting experience will be rewarding. See Brett at the track or go to their website. The Canberra Kart Shed, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club. Dunlop is a supplier of a wide range of kart tyres, tyre compounds and other merchandise, and enough technical assistance to steer you in the right direction. Make sure you visit Les and Luke at the Dunlop Tyres trailer. Dunlop Kart Sports, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
Getting set now for X30 Heavy competition here, heat number one. It's the national champion of Brennan Nelson, who'll start on the pole in his Arrow. Scott Simpson in the 23 in the FA Kart. and it's the 43 of Mason Barbera. Matthew Boylan in the 77 as we go racing. And it's Nelson who gets the jump down into turn two. Hard, charging hard was Simpson, but can't make the pass. Simpson keeps the pressure on now as Barbera is also right on his back bumper. They work their way down the back straight into turn five now, through the hairpin and into the infield. And it is Nielsen, the double left-handers, giving him the opportunity to kick away by about two card lengths. Simpson, then it's Barbera in that 43 card. Boylan, Dunbar, Selwood, Gardner and Francis is the running order here in the X30 heavy heat number one. Through the S's now and back onto that back straight. Nielsen under plenty of pressure from Simpson. Into the hairpin, Simpson makes the move up the inside, and Simpson is your new race leader. So through the infield this time, and Simpson in that 23 cart leading the way here. Simpson from Nielsen, Barbera now looking to the inside of Nielsen, going into turn number two, and he makes the pass. So the pole sitter shuffled back two places in the first three laps of this race. As Simpson leads the way, Barbera, then it's Nielsen, Boylan, Dunbar, Selwood, Gardner and Francis, the running order. Simpson in the FA car from the OTK racing team. Scott Simpson heads through the S's and onto the back straight. His gap over half a second now on Mason Barbera, another of the Queenslanders. In fact, the first three carters at the front of this field, all from Queensland. Then you have the North Shore Kart Club's Red Speed of Matthew Boylan. And then back to Michael Dunbar from Bathurst in the deadly, the Cloud Driver training entry. Terry Selwood from Orange. We're all looking forward to next month heading across to Orange for the South Pacific titles. That's going to be a fantastic meeting. Gardner and Francis rounds out the field. But as Scott Simpson leads the way, Barbera in the CRG cart. That's the MBR Racing Fresh Max entry. Cart number 43 runs in second. Nielsen now starting to fall into the clutches of Boylan. So the Red Speed coming on song here and is right on the back bumper as they head through turn two. They come towards the S's on that short shoot there. And Nielsen under plenty of pressure by the fourth place runner in Matthew Boylan. So at half race distance now, it is Scott Simpson who still has a half a second lead over Barbera. Barbera, his last lap faster than Simpson's though. So Scott Simpson's last lap, a 31.048. Barbera, a 31.007. And this battle for third is on in earnest as Nielsen is trying to hold off Matthew Boylan in the Red Speed. So Simpson picks up the pace with five laps remaining now. Sets the fastest lap of the race, a 30.979. A 30.979 for Scott Simpson. Barbera second, but Nielsen and Boylan having a great battle. Simpson leader, Barbera. Then it's Nielsen and Boylan. Nielsen holding off Boylan as they head through the infield this time. But Boylan in the 77 cart looks like he's got a good run down the front straight. Into turn two, not close enough to make a lunge. Nielsen good through the short chute, so he sets himself up with a buffer as they go through the S's. Boylan matching his pace down the back straight, but it looks like Boylan can go a little bit deeper into that hairpin under brakes, and that's why the gap closes up so much. Simpson leading the way, Barbera in second, then it's third. This great battle between Nielsen and Boylan. Boylan looks to the inside, going into turn number two, and Boylan makes the pass. Nielsen shuffled back to third. Then it's Dunbar, Selwood, Gardner and Francis. Looks like Dunbar and Selwood could have a good battle before the end of this race as well. As your race leader is Scott Simpson with two laps remaining. So it's Simpson, Barbera. That gap now is out to 2.5 seconds. Boylan closing in. Boylan, fastest kart on the circuit currently. He just did a 31.4, 0.2 seconds faster than Barbera, who's running in second ahead of him. Scott Simpson, though, heads towards the white flag with a very handy buffer. White flag is out for Scott Simpson. Then it's back to Barbera, further back to Boylan. Nielsen is the next cart. Oh, sideways around onto the start-finish turn was Terry Selwood, who makes the pass on Michael Dunbar. So Dunbar shuffled back to sixth position. Gardner and Francis rounds out the field. So all single file at the front as Scott Simpson comes through to win heat number one of the X30 Heavies. Barbera second, third is Boylan, Nielsen is fourth. It closes up here and Selwood gets the fifth from Dunbar. Gardner and Francis round out the running order. Up next, Clubman Light here at the 2014 Schweppes New South Wales Sprint Karting Championships.
2LF, the sound of the Southwest Slopes for over 70 years. Tune in to 2LF for all of the latest international and national news, sport, talk and entertainment all day, every day. 2LF, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
Mad Harry's is the biggest steel yard in the West. For all your fencing, gates or anything in steel, no order is too big or too small. Mad Harry's, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
Come down and enjoy all the facilities the Grenfell Bowling Club has to offer, including Rinks Bistro and Restaurant and first-class lawn bowling greens. A great place to relax and enjoy a drink with family and friends. Grenfell Bowling Club, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club. See Lyle or Tracy at Grenfell Quality Meats to make sure your next barbecue or dinner is the envy of your friends. Proud suppliers to the Grenfell Canteen. Schweppes Australia develops, manufactures, sells, distributes and markets a range of non-alcoholic, ready-to-drink beverages and cordials to meet all kinds of refreshment and thirst-quenching needs. Grab a Pepsi, Solo or Schweppes Lemonade at the canteen and experience that famous crisp, refreshing Schweppervescence. Schweppes, major sponsor of the 2014 New South Wales Sprint Kart Championships.
Supercheap Auto Young is a leading retailer of auto spare parts, tools, car accessories, air compressors, performance parts and more. Supercheap Autos stock a wide range of tools, accessories for the do-it-yourself home handyman, as well as products for travel, touring, outdoors, garages and sheds. Make sure you get your raffle tickets in the Supercheap Monster Raffle at the canteen with over $2,000 worth of prizes up for grabs. Tegra Australia is a leading supplier of pre-mixed concrete, sand, gravel, topsoil and a river pepper. They are proud sponsors of the New South Wales Sprint Kart Championships and the Grenfell Kart Club.
Heading out onto the circuit now, Clubman Light for their first heat. The 94 of James Serra will start from the pole. Josh Smith in the 97. Out of position number two. Stealing Nota Barnes in the 29s out of three. Blake Scribiris in the 75. The 22's Nicholas Becker. The 26 is Harry Hayek. The two is Warren White. James O'Mealy's in the 81. Michael Riley in the 17. I think Brent Robinson there. That's Bosfield, Amos, White and Pryor. So Pryor is the cart that headed out onto the circuit late, as we'll have another lap till we go green. So as we get set now for a start, so James Sarah in the 94, the 97 is Josh Smith. That's your front row, Sarah and Smith. Skibiris, Becker on that second row. Watch out for the 75 and the 22. Racing and up the inside, out of position number 3 is the 21, a steely note of Barnes, who jumps up to second, but now gets backed up coming out of position 2. Your race leader, James Sarah, gets the jump as they work their way down the back straight for the first time and into the hairpin. So through now into the infield. They're all sorted single file. Sarah is your race leader. Sarah in the 94. The FA Cut. The JSCK racing entry. Nota Barnes. Good move on the inside of the second row to get up to second. Smith and Skrubiris, Becker all shuffled back. Then it's back further still to O'Malley, Logan, Riley, Ames, Brosfield and Pryor. As the race leader comes through to complete lap number 2. So Warren White runs in 6th position now in that cart number 2. Sarah, Nota Barnes, Smith, Skrubiris, Becker is your top 5. Then it's White, the driver is based in Canberra. And that Monaco cart running in 6th place. Trying to close in on the back of the 22 of Becker. So no one really dicing for positions at the moment as Sarah leads the way. Still 0.3 of a second between first and second. Steel Nota Barnes is that card in second. Then it's back to Smith and Skrubiris. They're all within striking distance, but just far enough away not to be putting too much pressure on each other. White is closed in on Becker now, so White is in a position in the next lap, or perhaps even down the back straight, to really try and outbreak Becker going into the hairpin. The leader follows into the hairpin now. It's still James Sarah from Oakley in Victoria who leads the way. From Newcastle, Steel Nota Barnes. That's the Steely Motorsports entry. And Nota Barnes puts a wheel into the dirt all over the outer ripple strip as they come round the start finish turn. And that has given Josh Smith all he needed to try and make a move. So Smith all over the back of the 29 Steel Nota Barnes cart. Nota Barnes' mistake has really allowed Sarah to get off to a great gap at the front of the field, but has put him under plenty of pressure. Smith and Skrubiris now battling it for second, third and fourth place as we reach half race distance. 6 laps completed. Sarah, Notabarn, Smith, Skrubiris. Then a big gap back behind them to Warren White, who's made the pass now on Becker. O'Malley. Then it's back to Logan, Riley, Ames, Pryor and Brosfield is the final card out there on the circuit. So as they come down to complete lap number 7, they're through the infield, the leaders. Across that start finish line now. And still no change in the front 4 spots. White's up to 5th, trying to close in. White's last lap. A 32.317. And a wheel in the dirt now. 4, I think that was Skibiris in the 75 cart. So that will allow White to challenge here. So your leader is still Sarah. And in fact, Noda Barnes has made a mistake as well, so Noda Barnes is back to third. Scriberis and White now are in pouncing distance. So as James Serra has a trouble-free run at the front of the field, into the hairpin now with over a two-second gap to Josh Smith. Noda Barnes is under pressure from Scriberis, who has got White right on his back bumper as well. And then it's back to Nicholas Becker in sixth. O'Malley and Logan are having a good battle of their own, as a spinner down on the infield there is Ashley Bosfield. So Bosfield having trouble getting the cart off the infield there as the leaders come down to the yellow flags. So the yellow flags are on the infield. As, well, it looked like Scriberis was going to try and make a move on Noda Barnes, but had to pull out of the move. We've got less than two laps remaining here in Clubman Light, heat number one. James Serra is your leader at the front of the field. Smith runs in second. Then it's Noda Barnes, Scriberis and White as they battle it out, heading down the back straight. Again, Noda Barnes takes the defensive line down that back straight. Scriberis trying to work hard through the infield as the white flag is out. Scriberis, what can he do now? Noda Barnes gets a good run through the start-finish turn and onto the front straight. Scriberis closes in under brakes, but Noda Barnes gets away off the corner again. Serra is out in front. He's not going to be headed from Smith in second. Then it's this battle, Noda Barnes and Scriberis. Scriberis can't do anything going into the hairpin. He tries to set up, going through the double left-handers of the infield, but the checkered flag is going to beat him as Serra takes the win. Smith home in second, Noda Barnes third, Scriberis, White, Becker, O'Malley and Logan nose to tail across the finish line. Riley is the next card through, Ames behind him. Then it's back to Pryor, the final cart, still circulating at the end of the 12 laps. So Clubman Light completes their first heat as we get set for Junior National Light heat number one here at the Schweppes New South Wales Sprint Karting Championships of 2014.
Westline is the best line. They're suppliers of quality fine lime, agricultural lime, dolomite and construction materials. Westline, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club and the 2014 Schweppes New South Wales Sprint Karting Championships. Mad Harry's is the biggest steel yard in the West. For all your fencing, gates or anything in steel, no order is too big or too small. Mad Harry's, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club.
Award-winning Carlo's IGA is open 7 days with great weekly specials. Call in and meet their friendly staff and stock up with everyday low prices. Carlo's IGA Grenfell, proudly supporting our local community. Carlo's IGA Grenfell, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
For all your karting needs, see Ryan and Jess at Upfront Karting. New or used kart packages, tracks, driver training, computerised engine dyno and engine rebuilds. Upfront Karting, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
Greg Bowerman Fencing, Grenfell's rural fencing contractor. Give Greg a call for your next fencing job. Greg Bowerman Fencing, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club. Come down and enjoy all the facilities the Grenfell Bowling Club has to offer, including Rinks Bistro and Restaurant and first-class lawn bowling greens. A great place to relax and enjoy a drink with family and friends. Grenfell Bowling Club, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
The Canberra Kart Shed is a fully serviced kart shop, including setup and repairs, as well as engine testing and rebuilding. Friendly advice coupled with competitive prices ensure your karting experience will be rewarding. See Brett at the track or go to their website. The Canberra Kart Shed, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club. Milton Brothers Proprietary Limited, for all your earth moving, road construction, water, soil conservation needs. Call Milton Brothers for your next earthworks job.
Rocky FM, radio of Young, Cowra, Cootamundra and the Southwest. Check out Kopi's breakfast show every weekday morning from 6 a.m. Then tune into Quigs while he fills your workday with the hottest songs from the 80s, 90s and today. Rocky FM, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club. The Caltex Service Station Grenfell is a proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. Make sure you call in and see Steve and Trudy before you head home and fill up with all the essentials for the road trip or have a bite at the Star Diner.
Dunlop is a supplier of a wide range of kart tyres, tyre compounds and other merchandise, and enough technical assistance to steer you in the right direction. Make sure you visit Les and Luke at the Dunlop Tyres trailer. Dunlop Kart Sports, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
See Lyle or Tracy at Grenfell Quality Meat to make sure your next barbecue or dinner is the envy of your friends. Proud suppliers to the Grenfell Canteen.
DPE Kart Technology is an Australian-based company that manufactures Arrow and Monaco racing karts and also distributes a huge range of parts and accessories. Trust DPE Kart Technology to the best quality and value for money products available in the world.
Read Thrifty Link Hardware Grenfell, stockists of everything from gardening supplies, nuts and bolts to all hardware and painting supplies, as well as a wide range of fishing and camping gear and electrical goods. Read Thrifty Link Hardware Grenfell, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
Nepean Transport Equipment manufacture the Nepean Night Owl Lighting System, which are proudly supplying light to the 2014 Schweppes New South Wales Sprint Car Championships at Grenfell.
Get set with Junior National Light, the first grid of Junior National Light here. With Benito Montebello after pole, William Brown. So Benito Montemano in the 6 cart. The 18 is Cody Brzezinski. The 3 is William Brown. The 83 is Anthony Wishkus. Josh Carr is in the 5. Jack Winter in the 55. Lewis Hodgson in the 30. Cody Garland in the 41. Jace Matthews in the 8. Jordan Pike in the 44. Ryan Schull in the 4. Cameron Shields in the 73, Josh Fife in the 70, John Stone in the 93, Longmore in the 36, McLean in the 59, Cameron in the 95, Toole in the 74, and the 48 is Harness. Oh, no start that time by. So Montalbano on the pole, Brzezinski of course, with that blue plate signifying the state champion. It was what was a fantastic race last year in the final at Lithgow. And looking to defend. In fact, away and racing. Oh, and Brzezinski off the circuit into turn number one. And will lose a mountain of positions as he rejoins the circuit, heading towards turn two. Montalbano will be a race leader. Montalbano, William Brown in the 3 card up there in the battle as well, as they work their way through the infield on lap number one. Brzezinski trying to make it 3 wide through the double left-hand as he'll lose another spot from his anxiousness. So it's Montalbano, Brown, Carr, Hodgson, Winter, Hsu, Shields, Garland, Matthews, McLean. Brzezinski's down in 11th position. Cameron, Pike, Fife, Longmore, Johnson, Wishkus, Toole and Harness round out their places. So Montalbano under plenty of pressure. In fact, Brown makes the move and Brown will take the lead. So as they're through the infield, Brown will be your new race leader. So the Queenslander from Toowoomba in the top cart, the Cars Galore G-Force top cart, is your race leader. Montalbano right on his back bumper. Looks like he's got a good run down that back straight. What can he do? The inside line protected by Brown. Montalbano has got right behind him Josh Carr in the 5 and Lewis Hodgson in the 30. Winter is the next car through. As they work their way into the S's once again, Brown, Montalbano, Carr, Hodgson. That's your top four. Then the gap back to Shue. Winter is the next car through. Then it's Shields, Cameron, Garland, Matthews. Brzezinski not making any positions forward just at the moment. Although there is movement back further in the field now. And Montalbano has got Carr making the pass on him. So Carr is up into second position. Brzezinski is up to 10th. As they head through the S's and onto the back straight. Here comes Carr. Brown under pressure now from the Lithgow driver in the Birrell. He makes a great move going into the hairpin. And Josh Carr is your new race leader. So Josh Carr leading the way as they come across the start-finish line with 7 laps remaining. Couple of carts off the circuit. Further back in the pack, the 41 and the 44 of Garland and Pike having a moment there coming out of the infield. So a car under plenty of pressure. Brown not easing up. Montalbano's there with Hodgson. He's the second of the two Wollongong drivers that are nose to tail at the front. Montalbano, fastest qualifier. What can he do? He's got a good run going down the front straight. Pulls out of line but can't make the pass on Brown now. As Josh Carr is your race leader. So Josh Carr in car number 5 heads down into the hairpin as your race leader. Carr with Brown, Montalbano, Hodgson. Winters up into 5th position ahead of Shue. Then it's back to Cameron. Brzezinski getting a couple of places now, moving himself up to 8th place. As Carr in the 5, with some breathing room, as Montalbano has made the pass on Brown. So Montalbano back up into 2nd position. The race leader heads across the start-finish line. Carr, Montalbano, Brown, Hodgson, Winter. Then it's Shue, Cameron, Brzezinski, Shield, Matthews, Wishkiss, Fife, McLean, Longmore, Johnson, Harness, Toole, and Pike with Garland rounding out the running order. So a great battle at the front of the field as they work their way in through the infield. Montalbano is looking to set up a move on Josh Carr as they head through turn 1 and onto the back straight. Montalbano looks down the inside, deep under brakes into turn number 2, and Montalbano takes a spot. Carr has to defend now as Brown tries to make the move on him. They go through the short chute into the S's and onto the back straight now. Montalbano has resumed the race lead as Carr sits there in 2nd. Brown in 3rd. Carr, he's not given up on taking the win here with 2 laps left. Montalbano is your race leader at the line. Carr just stays in his wheel tracks down that front straight. Through the short chute and into the S's now. It's Carr on the back bumper of your race leader, Montalbano. Brown is closing in on him. 3 wide into the hairpin. And Montalbano shuffled back to 3rd. As they come through the infield, Montalbano side by side with Carr. Carr gets out of shape. Brown goes through into the 2nd position. White flag is out. And it is a great battle here at the front of the field. Montebello getting some breathing room now as Montebello leads the way from William Brown. Brown, what can he do into the hairpin? Montebello runs the inside line. Brown looking to try and do a crisscross move through the infield, but Montebello has him covered. And Benito Montebello takes the victory. Brown finishes second, Carr in third, Hodgson in fourth. Back then to Winter Cameron. Brzezinski gets himself back up to seventh position. Shule, Wishkiss, Matthews, Shields, Fife, McLean, Johnson, Longmore, Pike, Garland, Toole and Harness in the 48. Is not completed. Off the circuit after turn two on that short shoot. So Taylor Harness doing 11 of the 12 laps. That's bad luck for the Mad Harry's still number 48. Great racing there to kick off the first half of Junior National Light. The second part of their class will be out onto the circuit in just a few moments. This is the Schweppes 2014 New South Wales State Karting Championships.
2LF, the sound of the Southwest Slopes for over 70 years. Tune in to 2LF for all of the latest international and national news, sport, talk and entertainment all day, every day. 2LF, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
The Grenfell Kart Club would like to thank the major sponsors of the 2014 New South Wales Sprint Karting Championships, including Schweppes, Super Cheap Autos Young, Tegra Australia, Westlife, and Mad Harry Steel. The Schweppes 2014 New South Wales Sprint Karting Championship, sponsored by Carlos IGA Grenfell, Upfront Karting, Greg Bowerman Fencing, Grenfell Bowling Club, Milton Brothers Earth Moving, the Canberra Car Shed, Rocky FM, Caltex Grenfell, Dunlop Kart Sport, Grenfell Quality Meats, DPE Kart Technologies, Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware Grenfell, Nepean Transport and Equipment, and Tour LF. Schweppes Australia develops, manufactures, sells, distributes, and it's a range of non-alcoholic, ready-to-drink beverages and cordials to meet all kinds of refreshment and thirst-quenching needs. Grab a Pepsi Solo or Schweppes Lemonade at the canteen and experience that famous, crisp, refreshing Schweppes effervescence. Schweppes Australia, proud sponsors of the 2014 New South Wales Sprint Kart Championships here at Grenfell. See Lyle or Tracy at Grenfell Quality Meats to make sure your next barbecue or dinner is the envy of your friends. They're proud suppliers to the Grenfell Car Club's canteen, Grenfell Quality Meats. Super Cheap Auto Young is a leading retailer of auto spare parts, tools, car accessories, air compressors, performance parts and more. Super Cheap Autos stock a wide range of tools, accessories for the do-it-yourself home handyman, as well as products for travel, touring, outdoors, garages and sheds. Make sure you get your raffle tickets in the Super Cheap Monster Raffle at the canteen with over $2,000 worth of prizes up for grabs.
Dylan Hollis is on the pole in kart number one. The Australian champion has the 86 of Lewis Leeds beside him. Jordan Caruso in the 12 starts out of three. Caruso in that three kart. Tyler Everingham, Harrison Kilpatrick. Now the cart, there's a cart that stopped on the circuit, and that is the three cart, I think. So there'll be a lap away from the start, and I think that is the number three that is on the inside of the hairpin. Can't quite pick up that number from here. Oh, sorry, so it is number 12. Which is Jordan Caruso.
So Jordan Caruso won't make the start. So we've seen so far two of the top carts having dramas in heat number one of the two junior heats. Green flags out. And Dylan Hollis gets the jump. Lewis leads, jumps right behind him in second place. It's three wide heading into turn number two. And stacks on the mill further back in the pack. They start to settle themselves out now as they come through turn three. And so the 17, Kyle Reynolds, and the 32 of Luke Wanless getting in some of the shenanigans there off the start. But Dylan Hollis, no problems for him as he pulls away at the front of the field. Lewis leads in second. Tyler Everingham, the Dubbo driver in the 7 cart. Then it's Oscar Pistari, the Victorian. Behind him, Harrison Kilpatrick in the 96 from Newcastle. Thomas Davies is also there as we've got another cart pulling off the circuit near the infield there. Now he has got the cart fired back up in a tough spot. Oh, that's the 62 cart of Tommy Harradine. So Harradine just causing a bit of shenanigans there in the infield when he rejoined the track. So it looks like Harradine's pulled off the circuit now. So Harradine's problems were more serious than he first thought. And he's now off the track down there at turn number two. Hollis is your leader. Leeds is in second. Everingham in third. Pistari is in fourth. Now Everingham and Iafola. Everingham in the 7. Iafola in the 88. Are in battle for that position. Davies in the 27. Radax, Farrell. Then Cohen with Walters rounding out the top 10. So as Hollis continues to lead this one quite comfortably, Leeds has got Pastrani closing in on him, but it's the 88 of Iafola who's making the move forward now up to fourth position. Davis has got through as well as Tyler Everingham has made a mistake and has fallen back to 8th position. So the race leader into the hairpin now. Hollis, Lees, Pistari, then Iafola, Davies, Radatz. They're all still in a pretty heavy battle. Fardell has been shuffled back behind Reese Cohen in the 94, so there's plenty of elbows out racing here in this Part B of Junior National Light. Hollis out to a 0.8 of a second lead. Lees, Pistari, Iafola, then it's back to Davies, Radatz, Cohen and Fardell. Everingham in ninth. Whitmore rounds out the 10. 11 through 15 is Priest, Waters, Shibateri and Inwood with Mazzaroli in the 15th spot. The final cart still out there circulating. So as Hollis now has a new challenger as Pistari makes the move going into the hairpin. So Pistari is up to second position. Lewis leads in the 86, runs in third. Iafola in fourth, who's not in that battle up towards the front of the field. So Hollis leading the way. Then it's back to Pistari, leads. Still battling it out there, and it looks like Leeds is going to make a move going down the front straight. He's got the pace here as he doesn't pull out. So he stays in the wheel tracks of the 81 of Pistari and remains in third position. Dylan Hollis, the Australian champion, leads the way. The Geelong driver in the CC Racing DPE Shamik sponsored cart ahead of Pistari, another of the Victorians. In fact, the top three all from Victoria. As now Leeds has got another good run going on Pistari, but Pistari just able to hold him off at the moment. Iafola, Davies and Raddatz continue their battle. As they head down the back straight, it's starting to concertina together here with two laps remaining. Dylan Hollis has lost a fair bit of his lead over the last couple of laps, and Pistori is really starting to charge. Pistori was 0.2 seconds faster on that last lap, and in fact, Pistari, fastest kart on the circuit currently. So Pistari really coming good late in the race as they are down into the hairpin towards the infield, double left-handers now. And what can Hollis do? White flag is out. He has one lap left as he comes across the start finish line now. Pistari is going to make a huge challenge. Hollis tries to cover off on the inside. Pistari will have the line through turn two. He makes a run on the short chute. Then side by side, it's Hollis holding on through the S's now. Pistari, he's got the run. Hollis holding off, goes to the inside. Pistari almost drives around the outside. He opens the door now for Leeds. They're two and three wide, but Hollis has the track position. Pistari gets Bork going into the infield and Leeds gets up to second position. Hollis holds on. And Hollis leads Pistari. Iafola comes home next. Then it's Davies. Raddatz, Cohen, Fardell, Everingham, Whitmore round out the top ten. Priest, Waters, Shibutari, Inwood, and Mazzaroli is in the 15th and the final position. So some great racing there in the second part of Junior National Light. Heat number one. Up next will be the rookies. This is the 2014 Schweppes New South Wales State Karting Championships.
Schweppes Australia develops, manufactures, sells, distributes and markets a range of non-alcoholic, ready-to-drink beverages and cordials to meet all kinds of refreshment and thirst-quenching needs. Grab a Pepsi, Solo or Schweppes Lemonade at the canteen and experience that famous crisp, refreshing Schweppervescence. Schweppes, major sponsor of the 2014 New South Wales Sprint Kart Championships. Award-winning Carlo's IGA is open 7 days with great weekly specials. Call in and meet their friendly staff and stock up with everyday low prices. Carlo's IGA Grenfell, proudly supporting our local community. Carlo's IGA Grenfell, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
Milton Brothers Proprietary Limited, for all your earth-moving, road construction, water, soil conservation needs. Call Milton Brothers for your next earthworks job. DPE Kart Technology is an Australian-based company that manufactures Arrow and Monaco racing karts and also distributes a huge range of parts and accessories. Trust DPE Kart Technology to the best quality and value for money products available in the world. The Grenfell Kart Club would like to thank the major sponsors of the 2014 New South Wales Sprint Karting Championships, including Schweppes, Super Cheap Autos Young, Tegra Australia, Westline and Mad Harry Steel. Supercheap is a leading retailer of auto spare parts, tools, car accessories, air compressors, performance parts and more. Supercheap Autos stock a wide range of tools, accessories for the do-it-yourself home handyman, as well as products for travel, touring, outdoors, garages and sheds. Make sure you get your raffle tickets in the Super Cheap Monster Raffle at the canteen with over $2,000 worth of prizes up for grabs. For all your karting needs, see Ryan and Jess at Upfront Karting. New or used kart packages, trackside spare parts, driver training, computerised engine dyno and engine rebuilds. Upfront Karting, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
Rocky FM, radio of Young, Cowra, Cootamundra and the South West. Check out Copey's breakfast show every weekday morning from 6 a.m. Then tune into Quiggs while he fills your workday with the hottest songs from the 80s, 90s and today. Rocky FM, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club. Reece Thrifty Link Hardware Grenfell, stockists of everything from gardening supplies, nuts and bolts to all hardware and painting supplies, as well as a wide range of fishing and camping gear and electrical goods. Reece Thrifty Link Hardware Grenfell, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
As we get set now for a start here in the rookies. Just forming up now. It'll be Jack Doohan, the national champion, who starts from the pole. William Seal in the 95 starts out of position number 2. Jordan Sinney in the 5. Travis Worthen in the 82. Josh Smith in the 4, Thomas Sargent is in the 47. The 29 is Nathan Hearn. 59, Lucas Litchberg. The 6 cart, Cody Bircher. Starting out of 10 is the 14 of Taylor Hazard. The 10 cart of Paige Reddit. Then it's the 9 cart of Nathan Williams. The 37 of Aaron Turney. The 3 of Zach Loco. The 7 of Angus Wallace, Lachlan Tools in the 13, Preston Bruce in the 86, Liam Torrey in the 67, Liam Jones in the 50, and Jordan Poynting in the 77, just having dramas, trying to get that card out onto the circuit. So that Jordan Poynting. Poynting with some work to do to get through into the right position. One lap to go to a start. So Jack Doohan, William Seal is your front row. Doohan, the Queenslander from the Gold Coast with the A1 engines, Tony Cart. Beside him, the Sodi PKC Valvoline sponsored cart from Lithgow of William Seal. In good formation, racing. Doohan gets the jump. Watch for Jordan Sinney in the 5 cup, who makes the move up the inside. Now Seal falls into third as they work their way into turn number 2. Not sure if that's Doohan. Might have just been passed there by Sinney. So as they work their way down the back straight for the first time, and it is Sinney out of position number 3 who made the move to take the race lead. Doohan shuffled back to third position now as Seal's in second position is Doohan, third is Seal. Then it's back to Worthen, who is right on the back bumper of Seal now as they head down the front straight into turn number 2. So Sinney and Doohan nose to tail. Doohan makes the move going into the S's. So Doohan into the front in the FA Cup. Jordan Sinney shuffled back to a second position now with Seal in third in the 95. Then it's back to Worthen, the North Shore Car Club driver, who has got behind him Josh Smith in the 4 from Victoria, right on his back bumper now. Doohan leads the way. Sinney just seems to be a little bit deeper into turn number 2 as they work their way down the back straight. Doohan, Sinney and Worthen pulling away from Seal now, who's dropped a spot over the course of that last lap. And Worthen right on the back bumper of Sinney now. So Worthen up the inside of Cine into second position as they go through turn number one. Great move by Jordan Travis Wharton. So that Jamrock Racing entry really coming on strong here as we've completed three laps. Jack Doohan is your race leader in the Australia 1 cart. Wharton in the 82 works through the infield now. Dropping off the pace slightly is Jordan in the 5. As Wharton makes the move coming out of turn number 1. Doohan, you saw him go for the carburetor to adjust the mixtures, but it is Wharton who makes the move going into turn 2. So Wharton just kicking that cart around in the back end as he heads through the S's. Doohan in second, looking to try and make the move back, but he has dropped one spot to Wharton, who has worked his way through the field brilliantly. As we complete lap number 5, Wharton leads the way, very comfortable. Hands low on the steering wheel as Doohan is right up on him. Back in third is Cine, who seems to have picked up the pace now. So Wharton through onto the back straight once again. Doohan holding sway in second position as Cine is in third. The gap then back to Seal, Smith and Hearn. And the next three carts running for fourth, fifth and sixth positions. And it looks like Smith has made the pass on Seal now. So Smith is up into fourth. Smith in the four cart up into fourth position. So that will be a challenge for him now to see if he can bridge the gap between fourth and third and become part of the battle at the front end. Wharton not making a mistake currently as he works through the infield once again. Wharton is your race leader in cart 82. Jack Doohan in the one cart runs in a second spot. Then it's back to Cine. Further back then to Smith with Hearn. Seal starting to fade right out of this one. He's back in sixth position now. Bircher, then it's Williams, Pointing, Loepke, then it's Hazard, Radax, Turney, Wallace, Littenberg's Tool, Sargent having a shocker of a run here with Bruce, Jones and Torrey rounding out the order. So Cine now really starting to put the pressure in that number 5 cart on the back of the number 1, the Tony cart of Jack Doohan. Doohan likewise just seems to have picked up the pace again on Wharton. Doohan fastest on the circuit. No, it's actually Cine who's running in third, who is currently fastest on the track. But as Cine continues to put the pressure on Doohan, all the while Jordan Smith in the four cart is starting to close in on him. So with three laps left to go, Josh Smith's last lap a 35.074, Jordan Cine a 35.043, and Doohan a 34.969. Wharton the race leader under all sorts of pressure now from Doohan into the hairpin that time, and his last lap of 34.999. so Wharton, Doohan and Cine nose to tail as they head into turn 2. Smith is certainly closing in. Seals fighting back here with Hearn, Williams, Bircher, Loebko and Ponting now making up the top 10. Wharton under pressure into the hairpin, coming up on the back marker here. So could the back marker be a factor? Liam Torrey, as Wharton across the line with the white flag out. Torrey getting the blue flag now as they come into turn number 2. Torrey holds his line Wharton will get through, so will Dillon, unfortunately for Sinney. He's been held up, so that means Smith will have a run on him going down the back straight. What can Doohan do here into the hairpin? Doohan makes his lunge, and Doohan takes the lead back heading into turn five. Through the infield now, can Wharton hold back? But no, Doohan has got him covered. Doohan across the line, the gap is less than half a cart length. Doohan takes the win. Wharton second. Third is Sinney. Smith, Hearn, Seal, Williams, Bircher, Lobko. Then it's Ponting, Radzax, Lichtenberg. Lichtenberger, Hazard, Turney, Sargent, Toole, Bruce, Wallace, and Jones. Liam Torrey, one lap down as rookies. Heat number one goes in the book. Senior National, heat number one is up next. This is the 2014 Schweppes New South Wales Sprint Karting Championships.
The Schweppes 2014 New South Wales Sprint Karting Championships. Sponsored by Carlos IGA Grenfell. Upfront Karting. Greg Barrowman Fencing. Grenfell Bowling Club. Milton Brothers Earth Moving, the Canberra Car Shed, Rocky FM, Caltex Grenfell, Dunlop Kart Sport, Grenfell Quality Meats, DPE Kart Technologies, Reeves Thrifty Link Hardware Grenfell, Nepean Transport and Equipment, and Tour LF. Tegra Australia is a leading supplier of premixed concrete, sand, gravel, topsoil, and a river pebble specialist. Tegra Australia are proud sponsors of the New South Wales Sprint Kart Championships and the Grenfell Kart Club.
Greg Bowerman Fencing, Grenfell's rural fencing contractor. Give Greg a call for your next fencing job. Greg Bowerman Fencing, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club. The Caltex Service Station Grenfell is a proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. Make sure you call in and see Steve and Trudy before you head home and fill up with all the essentials for the road trip or have a bite at the Star Diner.
Nepean Transport Equipment manufacture the Nepean Night Owl Lighting System, which are proudly supplying light to the 2014 Schweppes New South Wales Sprint Kart Championships at Grenfell. Westline is the best line. They're suppliers of quality fine lime, agricultural lime, dolomite and construction materials. Westline, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club and the 2014 Schweppes New South Wales Sprint Karting Championships.
So Senior National out onto the circuit. Matthew Piper will start on the pole in the 95 kart. Jason Newman in the 12. Joseph Ty in the 82. 5 is Sarah Collins. 66, Jeremy Lavelle. 16 is Scott Harris. The 6 is Jay Schroeder. The 15 is Brandon Pritchard. The 2, Sean Costello, the 52, Chris Farkas, the 92, James Foster, Blake Skrabiris in the 69, the 27 is Jeffrey Riley, Jared Whitty in the 90, Stuart Wiegland in the 70, Harrison Inwood in the 43, Alex Venables in the 98, the 97 is Nicholas Riley, the 63 is Blake Werboyd, Ben Edwards is in the 38, Robert Amos in the 9, Matthew Neal in the 53. Then it's back to David Dunbar in the 81, Emily Kilpatrick in the 4, Lawrence in the 46, Wanless, Manwaring and Cronus make up the field. We're racing. Good jump from the pole. Piper followed by Ty up into second as Stacks on the mill further back in the pack cart, spinning off into turn number 1. It's Piper who leads the way as now Newman makes the pass on Ty going into turn 3 and onto the back straight. So Matthew Piper in the Monaco cart from Lithgow. That's the Blue Sky Roylance up front karting entry. Newman runs back there in second now as Newman from Bathurst in the deadly cart. There's more carts off the circuit with the 53 of Blake Warboys now shuffled back through the field. Sarah Collins is running in fourth, right on the back bumper of Joseph Tai, with Jeremy Lavelle in the 66 card also in there battling for position. The first six carts just pulling away slightly from Sean Costello, the Victorian driving in the number two cart. And in fact, he's starting to catch back up now as Sarah Collins up into second position. Newman is your leader. And we have, off the circuit somewhere, the Matthew Piper has just been shuffled back down to fifth position. So I didn't see the mistake Piper made. But Newman now is your race leader, with Sarah Collins in the five, right on his back bumper. Then it's Joseph Tai. Lavelle has got Piper right on his back bumper, who now looks to the inside. And a whole gaggle of carts and shooting Costello and Pritchard all try to follow Piper through the hole he makes going into turn two. But Piper does get through. Newman, your race leader. Collins and Tai sits back there in second and third. Then this gap back now to Matthew Piper. Behind Piper is the 15 cart of Pritchard. Costello shuffled back further as Harris, Scriberis, Raleigh round out your top 10. So Newman out to a half a second lead at the front of the field from Collins, who has 6/10 of a second a gap between herself and Joseph Todd. Matthew Piper with some work to do now, but is closing up on Ty, who is dropping back quite rapidly with 7 laps remaining. So Piper on the back of Ty now for the battle in third position. Costello's lost a couple more spots now to both Harris and Pritchard, as the leaders work their way through the infield once again. It's Newman, Collins, then a gap back to Tai, Piper and Pritchard closing in. Senior National Heat number one here in the 2014 Schweppes New South Wales State Karting Championships. We hope you're enjoying your day. And as they work their way down the back straight, Ty jumping in his seat, trying to get that cart and pick up some pace. So Jason Newman from Bathurst in the deadly cart, leading the way. Newman from Collins. Ty is next. Joseph Ty from Orange, of course. As I mentioned before, the South Pacific titles next month over at Orange should be a great race meeting. The South Pacifics, one of the great races in New South Wales over the year, getting re-established and hopefully going from strength to strength. Joseph Tai, well, he'll of course be there. He runs third place ahead of Lithgow's Matthew Piper. And of course, Lithgow with the now famous ladies race in January. That one is certainly one of the most popular on the calendar. Each year the numbers there growing immensely. And Matthew Piper now closing in on the back of Joseph Tai, who's making a run on Sarah Collins. So race leader is Jason Newman. He's out to a 1.1 second lead with 3 laps remaining. Collins still runs in second, but Joseph Tai has closed in over the last lap. 2/10 of a second on that last lap, Tai took out of Collins' advantage in second position. So Collins under some pressure now. Tai to the inside of Collins will take the spot. Piper trying to dive in as well, as Piper is really on a charge, running in fourth position. Two laps left. What can Collins do? Collins in the 5 card, right on the back bumper of the 82 of Joseph Tai. Down into turn 2, they run nose to tail, further back. It's like a formation lap at speed. They're side by side, battling an outfall position from 12th on back. There is some fantastic racing going on. Meanwhile, at the front of the field, Collins tries to do the crossover move on Ty, who has it covered. Piper is closing in as well, as Zoss stacks on the mill in the infield now. And one of the carts that was really in the midst of the battle, that looks like it's the 38 of Ben Edwards, has just been shuffled back. Final lap. Race leader is Jason Newman, who's out to a 1.4 second lead. Collins gets back up to second position ahead of Ty. And Piper is back there in fourth, through the infield now for the final time. Newman will wrap up heat number one as he comes to the checkered flag. Collins, a great fighting battle to get back in front of Ty on the final lap. Ty home in third. Piper, then it's Pritchard, Harris, Costello, Jared Whitty, worked his way up to 8th position. Scriberis, Lavelle, then it's Inwood, Foster, Riley, Ward Boyds. That's Blake Ward Boyds in the 14, who was dead last off the start. Then it's Schroeder, Farkas, Edwards, Riley, Wiegland, Venables, Amos, Wanless, Manwaring, Dunbar, Neal, Kilpatrick, Loris, and Cronus off the circuit on the final lap. Junior National Heavy is out onto the circuit next. This is the 2014 SWEPS New South Wales State Karting Championships, proudly brought to you in part by Cheap Autos, Tegra Australia, Westline, the best line, and Mad Harry's Steelyard. Don't forget the Monster Raffle. Tickets are on sale now. It's $2 for a ticket or $3 for $5. Proudly brought to you by Super Cheap Autos in Young. There's a Calibra 26-inch 6-drawer top tool cabinet and a 112-piece tool set as the major prize. A Gurney pressure washer along with a Stanley 140-piece socket set are just some of the fantastic prizes in the Grenfell Car Club Monster Raffle. It's $2 each for a ticket or $3 for $5. Available now from the canteen. Don't forget, we're all heading to the Grenfell Bowling Club for dinner tonight. $25 for the smorgasbord. Tickets were available at the canteen, but you can still get tickets if you head on down to the Grenfell Bowling Club at Cross Street. $25 for adults, $10 for under 12s. There'll be live entertainment and a courtesy bus to and from the track for a gold coin donation. It's a child-friendly venue, the Grenfell Bowling Club. We thank them for their ongoing support of the Grenfell Kart Club.
The Canberra Kart Shed is a fully serviced kart shop, including setup and repairs, as well as engine testing and rebuilding. Friendly advice coupled with competitive prices ensure your karting experience will be rewarding. See Brett at the track or go to their website. The Canberra Kart Shed, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club. Dunlop is a supplier of a wide range of kart tyres, tyre compounds and other merchandise, and enough technical assistance to steer you in the right direction. Make sure you visit Les and Luke at the Dunlop Tyre Trailer. Dunlop Car Sports, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club.
2LF, the sound of the Southwest Slopes for over 70 years. Tune in to 2LF for all of the latest international and national news, sport, talk and entertainment all day, every day. 2LF, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club.
Getting set now for Junior National Heavy, heat number one. William Brown in the 99 is on the pole. Cody Brzezinski in the 18 cart, and of course I mentioned in the lights that he was the state champion. That of course is in the heavies class, which he is certainly in now. That's why he's got the blue number 18 plate. So Ryan Pike is in the 96, Cody Donnell in the 60, Lewis Leeds in the 86, the number one, the Australia one of John Iafola, is out of position number 6. Natasha Hearn in the 29, 53 is Jesse Attard. Anthony Wishes in the 83. Jackie Isrin in the 33. Glenn Ormerod in the 47. Charlotte Ponning in the 25. Harrison Murabito in the 5. Radax in the 3. Wrigley in the 64. Woolner's in the 14. Balding in the 19. Clayton Small in the 94. Then it's the 51 of Keane. Goldsby in the 65. McRae in the 12. Prendergast in the 23. Edwards in the 6. Longmore in the 13. Carroll in the 48. And then it is Wilson in the 35. Cox in the 21. Balding in the 16. Fenton in the 68. And Reese rounds out the field. Now, Lewis leads in the 86. Needs to get into about third position from memory. So he's fired up now and has got into position. So Junior National Heavy, heat number one, here in the Schweppes, 2014 New South Wales State Karting Championships. Looking good for a start this time by Brown and Brzezinski off the pole. They're side by side. Away and racing, and it's very even off the start. Brzezinski slots straight into second position behind Brown as they sort themselves out. Heading down the front straight for the first time. Sideways there. I think that was Pike. He'll lose a couple of spots now going into turn number two. Along the short chute and into the S's. It is Brown leading the way from Brzezinski. Brzezinski heads down into the hairpin for the first time. As the rest of the field barrels through, the front two get a bit of a jump over the third place runner. In that is the 86 card of Lees. So Lees, who has Fowler, the national champion, right behind him. Oh, he makes the move. The 51 is off the circuit right at the start finish line. And that is Keane in the Midwest multimedia cart. So Keane desperately trying to get his cart fired up, but he'll have to pull it from the circuit now. So yellow flags are out as Brown and Brzezinski lead the way from Iafola. Then it's Donald. Leeds has dropped back three spots. Hearn, Attard, Isrin. Then it's Wishkiss and Pike making up the top 10. It's still Brown at the front of the field. Plenty of pressure being applied from Brzezinski. Brzezinski riding on his back bumper as he heads through the infield. Then again back to Iafola and Donald, who have kicked away now from the 29 of Hearn as Leeds is starting to back up and drop down to 8th position as the field is just streaming by him. So for Lewis Leeds, after a promising start, he has really started to drop away here. So Natasha Hearn, Attard and Isrin for 5th, 6th, 7th positions, all battling hard. Isrin, in fact, has now got the 96 of Pike right on his back bumper. There's a battle for 3rd now. Iafola and Donald. Donald trying to make the move on Iafola. Coming on the back straight. Iafola has withstood his challenge, but into the hairpin again. Donald is very quick. So through the infield now, Donald is certainly working hard on the back of the Australian champion in Iafola. Iafola and Donald nose to tail. Great battle still going on with Hearn, Pike, Attard and Isrin. That's 4, 5, 6, 7th, and I think Isrin might have made the move now. Isrin up into 5th. That battle for 3rd Looks like Ifola has managed to consolidate his position, just kicking away from Donald by a half a card length. It's actually Pike in the 96 who's gotten past Hearn here. So Pike up to fifth, Hearn, Attard, Isrin, Wishkiss, Ponting, all in a great battle, starting at sixth position now. As your race leader, William Brown, is also battling on. So William Brown is really starting to get under pressure here from the 18 card of Cody Brzezinski. Brzezinski now down that front straight. He just runs in his wheel tracks. Ifola has got Donald closing in on him again. Pike has got some breathing room, but Hearn and Isrin are battling it out for 7th and 8th positions. At the front of the field, Brown, you can see Cody Brzezinski in the 18, just working on the carburetor there. What he's trying to do is adjust the mixture screws on that car to improve the performance. And it looks like he's made an adjustment that was working for him, as Brown is really having to hold off Brzezinski at the front. Ifola also picking up the pace here, starting to close in on Brzezinski in second, as back there in fourth, Donald just can't match the pace of Ifola currently. They work their way into the start-finish line once again. Brown leading from Brzezinski. Brzezinski then, what can he do? He gets a good run out of turn number two. Brzezinski now trying to make a move up the short chute into the S's. He's putting the pressure on. The yellow flag is out. Yellow flag is out. So as they head down the back straight, Brzezinski's challenge just being thwarted as there's a cart off coming out of turn number four. So the race leaders across the start finish line, two laps remaining. Brzezinski in the top cart from North Shore Kart Club, putting the pressure on Toowoomba's William Brown here in the latter stages of the race. 10 laps have been completed. They're on lap number 11. Ifola, his challenge seems to have come. The white flag about to go out to the race leader in William Brown. Brown leads the way from Brzezinski. He protects the inside line going into turn number two. Brzezinski's got the pace on the short chute, going towards the S's now. As Brzezinski looks to set up a move on the back straight, Brown leads the way. Brzezinski on the outside, Brown on the inside. Brown now trying to defend. Brzezinski makes a move going into the infield. Ayafola's there as well. Brown shuffle back to second. Ayafola's got pressure on Donald across the line. It is Brzezinski. At the timing marker, it was Brown, Ayafola, Donald. Then it's back to Pike, Hearn, Isrin, Wishkiss, Ponting, Attard, Morabito, Omerod, Woolner, Small, Raditz, Balding, Longmore, Goldsby, Prenegast, Rigby, Wilson, Jaden Balding, Lewis Leeds dropping down all the way to 23rd position. Then it's back to Carroll, Fenton, Edwards, McRae, Reese is the final card on the leader's lap. So, what a thrilling conclusion to Junior National Heavy. Up next, it's Clubman Super Heavy for their Schweppes New South Wales Sprint Karting Championship.
Mad Harry's is the biggest steel yard in the West. For all your fencing, gates or anything in steel, no order is too big or too small. Mad Harry's, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club.
Come down and enjoy all the facilities the Grenfell Bowling Club has to offer, including Rinks Bistro and Restaurant and first-class lawn bowling greens, a great place to relax and enjoy a drink with family and friends. Grenfell Bowling Club, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club. See Lyle or Tracy at Grenfell Quality Meats to make sure your next barbecue or dinner is the envy of your friends. Proud suppliers to the Grenfell Canteen.
Sweps Australia develops, manufactures, sells, distributes and markets a range of non-alcoholic ready-to-drink beverages and cordials to meet all kinds of refreshment and thirst-quenching needs. Grab a Pepsi Solo or Sweps Lemonade at the canteen and experience that famous, crisp, refreshing Sweps of essence. Sweps Australia, proud sponsors of the 2014 New South Wales Sprint Car Championships here at Grenfell.
Sweps Australia develops, manufactures, sells, distributes and markets a range of non-alcoholic, ready-to-drink beverages and cordials to meet all kinds of refreshment and thirst-quenching needs. Grab a Pepsi, Solo or Schweppes Lemonade at the canteen and experience that famous crisp, refreshing Schweppes Effervescence. Schweppes, major sponsor of the 2014 New South Wales Sprint Kart Championships.
Supercheap Auto Young is a leading retailer of auto spare parts, tools, car accessories, air compressors, performance parts and more. Supercheap Autos stock a wide range of tools, accessories for the do-it-yourself home handyman, as well as products for travel, touring, outdoors, garages and sheds. Make sure you get your raffle tickets in the Supercheap Monster Raffle at the canteen with over $2,000 worth of prizes up for grabs. Tegra Australia is a leading supplier of premix concrete, sand, gravel, topsoil and a river pebble specialist. Tegra Australia are proud sponsors of the New South Wales Sprint Car Championships and the Grenfell Car Club.
Okay, coming super heavy out onto the circuit. Scott Simpson will start from the pole. Bruce Otter in the 72. Then it's Jeffrey Cooper in the 16. Alex Taylor in the 53. Paul Skrbiris in the 70. Graham Winnell in the 69. Brent Dixon in the 24. Peter O'Mealy in the 79. James Croxton in the 94. Back there is the 61 of Curtis Dixon, the 10 of Troy Boldy, the 77 of Robert Miller, the 4 of Brad Miller, 3 Darren Miller. Now the 16 card is off the circuit somewhere. Just getting fired up now. So, I don't know if it's quicker for him to catch up and go through the cut through or if it's wait the field. So he's going to go through the cut through to try and catch them up. Simpson in the 23 from Queensland Otter. So that means Cooper is caught back up to the field. I'm not sure what card is off there at flag point 3. It's 24, so that is Brent Dixon. So unfortunately, Brent Dixon won't take any part in this heat number one of the Clubman Super Heavies. We're a lap away from the start. So Scott Simpson and Bruce Otter, your front row. As we get set for a start here. Clubman Super Heavy, heat number one. Looking good formation now. Racing! Simpson and Otter side by side as they come to the start finish line. Cooper gets the advantage being on the inside of row two. He'll move up to second as Otter fights back on the outside. In Otter back to third. He'll try to make a move on the short shoot, but the man that's made the best move is Alex Taylor, who looks like he might have just worked his way up into second place. Yes, he has. Taylor, who came out of position four, just was able to use the banging and crashing of Otter and also Cooper there to give him the whole shot he needed to move up into second place. So Scott Simpson leads the way. In fact, Alex Taylor in second. Then it's Otter, Cooper, Winnell, Skabiris. Back then to Croxton, Curtis Dixon, Miller, Baldy, Brad Miller, Darren Miller and Peter O'Mealy round out the running order. So Scott Simpson down the back straight now and into the hairpin with a handy buffer. They work their way through the infield. Otter trying to make up some ground on Alex Taylor. Taylor in the 53 cart. Now just a second ahead of Otter, who in turn has got a 1.5 second gap over Cooper in the 16. So the race leader is Scott Simpson in the FA cart, part of the OTK racing team, as they work their way through the infield. Best battle on the track is actually a bit further down. It's between the 96 of James Croxton and the 61 of Curtis Dixon, as Dixon was trying to make a move going into turn one that time. Also some battles down the back between Brad Miller, Darren Miller and Peter O'Mealy. They're swapping positions left, right and centre. Your race leader is Scott Simpson. Half a second lead on that last time by to Alex Taylor. Then it's back to Bruce Otter, who's just taking about a tenth of a second out of the gap every lap. He's taken 0.2 on lap number 4. So Otter now moving up into a position where he can challenge for second place. So hearing on the radio that there might be a mechanical problem. Yes, there is a mechanical problem for Bruce Otter. So Bruce Otter to get the mechanical black flag, as he is closing in on the front two. So Scott Simpson and Alex Taylor starting to concertine together. And I don't think Bruce Otter saw that flag that's being held out there just in front of the lap board. So as the leader heads into the hairpin, Simpson, he's lost his advantage. It's nose to tail now with Alex Taylor. Bruce Otter in the 72, concentrating on that back bumper of the 53, and he hasn't seen that tiger, that meatball flag being displayed to him. So it'll be interesting to see how this will pan out with the officials and how they will adjudge his driving. And through the infield, Simpson has re-established a little bit of breathing room here. Second place is still Taylor. Otter in third, trying to make a move on Taylor now, coming out of turn number two. So Otter has been given the black flag with the orange circle, which is the mechanical black flag for a problem on the cart. He hasn't seen that flag as yet. This will be the fourth time by, as the flag is being waved and the board is being held out. He's just looked up now. He's looking for the problem on the cart while still running in third position. So Otter, now he'll realise he'll have to come in as Simpson continues to lead the way. Taylor, well, he's pulled away from Alex Taylor now. Otter will have to make a line for the pit lane. So good driving there from Otter. He lets Cooper through before he heads to the pit in. As race leader, Scott Simpson, with almost a second advantage re-established. So Simpson, Taylor, through the infield with Cooper now up to third. Then it's Winnell from Griffith in the PCR engines Leeton. Arrow, cart number 69, a ways back. He's got Paul Scriberis. Now, Curtis Dixon and James Croxton, their battle has continued right through. Dixon's got the advantage at the moment. Dixon in the 61 ahead of Croxton in the 96. But Croxton's going to try and make a move now. Coming down in a... They complete lap number 11. As Scott Simpson is your race leader. Taylor in second, then it's back to Cooper, Winnell, Scriberis, Dixon and Croxton in the 61 and the 96, battling it out for sixth position. As Dixon has the advantage now, what can Croxton do? Into the hairpin for the final time. It's Scott Simpson who takes the victory. Alex Taylor second, third place is Cooper, fourth place Scriberis. Then it's back, Winnell in fourth, Scriberis in sixth, Dixon in, then it's Croxton, Miller, Robert Miller, Troy Boldy. Now, Peter O'Mealy had the 10th position with Darren Miller rounding out the running order. So Clubman Super Heavy, heat number one in the books. Clubman Heavy will round out this first round of heats here in the Schweppes New South Wales Sprint Karting Championships.
Westline is the best line. They're suppliers of quality fine lime, agricultural lime, dolomite and construction materials. Westline, proud sponsors of the Brentford Kart Club and the 2014 Schweppes New South Wales Sprint Karting Championships. Mad Harrods is the biggest steel yard in the West. For all your fencing, gates or anything in steel, no order is too big or too small. Mad Harry's, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club.
Award-winning Carlo's IGA is open 7 days with great weekly specials. Call in and meet their friendly staff and stock up with everyday low prices. Carlo's IGA Grenfell, proudly supporting our local community. Carlo's IGA Grenfell, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club.
For all your karting needs, see Ryan and Jess at Upfront Karting. New or used kart packages, trackside spare parts, driver training, computerised engine dyno and engine rebuilds. Upfront Karting, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club.
Greg Bowerman Fencing, Grenfell's rural fencing contractor. Give Greg a call for your next fencing job. Greg Bowerman Fencing, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
The Canberra Kart Shed is a fully serviced kart shop, including setup and repairs, as well as engine testing and rebuilding. Friendly advice coupled with competitive prices ensure your karting experience will be rewarding. See Brett at the track, or go to their website. The Canberra Kart Shed, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
As the Clubman Heavies form up now, starter not happy with the pace that the front group is running. So as we look at this final heat of the day one here in the New South Wales State Karting Championships, Josh Buchanan in the 12 starts from the pole. Jason Farley looking to defend his New South Wales State Championship in the 10 kart. Nicholas Littenberger in the 59, Davison in the 62. Then it's back to the 16 of Shea Mays. Michael Hazelton in the 64, Brent Robson in the 7. Shane Piper is back there in the 21, Ryan Reynolds in the 9. 43 is Mason Barbera. Brennan Nilsson in the 70 cart, then it's Chris Farkas in the 53, Rinald in the 98. As we go racing, and it is Varley who's shuffled back early, as in fact the second row really making a run on Buchanan as well. Stacks on the mill down there in turn number two, as there is the majority of the field involved in that incident. Six carts, it looks like, all involved in the melee down there in turn number two. Leader heads through the infield to complete lap number one, and that is the 59. The 59 card of Littenberger. So the yellow flag goes out now into turn two to let the drivers know that there's real problems down there. So Littenberger, Buchanan, Davison, Varley, Robinson, Piper, Farkas, Reynolds, Bacchia, and Nielsen are your top ten. As Littenberger has used a great start to give himself a little bit of breathing room. Varley has got himself back up to third as he looks to make the move on Buchanan, going down into turn number two. And Varley makes the pass. Buchanan, what can he do on the short shoot? Concertine it up behind him now, so he's under plenty of pressure as Varley is up to second. Buchanan back there in third. Then you've got Davison, Robson and Piper all nose to tail in this battle at the front of the field. Race leader is Littenberger as he heads through across the start finish line to complete lap number three. Varley ahead of Buchanan as Buchanan now looks like he's got the pace on Varley, but Varley holds him off going into turn number two. Davison, Robson and Piper in a battle there for fourth, fifth and sixth positions. As Varley just not showing the pace he needs to catch Littenberger at the moment. Littenberger's last lap of 32.8. This lap looks like it's even better as he comes across the line. It's a 32.7. Varley a 32.7. Buchanan a 32.8. As Littenberger has a 6/10 of a second lead. Varley and Buchanan had kicked away from Davison in fourth, but Davison looks like he's closed up that gap somewhat and now has got Robinson and Piper really applying the blowtorch to his back bumper as well. So Littenberger, with that brilliant start, is really setting up a great run here. He's got seven laps to go, but still holds that 6/10 of a second lead over Jason Varley. Then it's back to Buchanan, Robson, Davison and Piper. Although Piper and Davison just starting to fall off the back of the fourth place runner in Robinson. So Robinson now with a bit of a charge from Orange in the CRG, kart number seven. So Robinson now catching Buchanan. As Varley still in second and your race leader is Littenberger. The race leader heads down the back straight with his lead intact. Varley and Buchanan back then to Robson, who's now on his back bumper. And Robson on a charge here. So Buchanan is going to have to do some work because I think Robson, he looks to the inside going into turn two. He's got the pace. He's got the line. And Robinson up in two. Third position now. The orange driver has split the two Lithgow team in the SICK FX carts. But it's still Newcastle's Nicholas Littenberger who leads the way in his Karting World HRE Tony Kart from Jason Varley in the SICK FX entry. Behind him, Brett Robson now, the orange driver. In the CRG VSR Racing entry, as the 98 of Rinaldi is off the circuit, so he pulls himself off the track with three laps left to go. Littenberger and Varley starting to close up, so Littenberger's half a second lead is down to only 0.2 of a second. Varley getting a shuffle along from Robson. Buchanan and Piper about to mix it up as Buchanan starts to fall away at the back of that front. Battle Vale. Vale dives in the inside, going into the hairpin. And Vale takes the lead. Littenberger now has got Robinson making a move around the outside on the infield. And Littenberger finds himself shuffled back to third. Buchanan now wants a piece of that action as they head down into turn number two. Vale, the defending New South Wales state champion, leading here in heat number one. They head down into the hairpin once again as the white flag is at the ready. Jason Vale leading from Brett Robinson. Littenberger is back in third now with Shane Piper, who's made his way up into fourth position with Bryce Davison, and Josh Buchanan, the pole sitter, shuffled down now to sixth position and is in danger of losing more spots before the end of this run. So the leader, Vale, Rob hairpin for the final time. Robson putting the pressure on through the infield, but Vale looks to have him covered. Robson runs it wide, but Vale will take the checkered flag. Robson next. Then it's Littenberger. Further back then to Piper, Buchanan, Davison. They swap positions on the last lap. Hazelton, Nielsen, Ryan Reynolds, Farkas, Becchia, Whitby. Then it's Harding, Ritter, O'Neill, Shea. The final cart out there still running in 16th position. So, a hectic Clubman Heavy concludes day one of the 2014 Schweppes New South Wales Sprint Karting Championships. Thanks to all the officials who've worked tirelessly throughout the day. We will recommence racing at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning for the second round of heat, starting with the X30 lights. That's 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Racing will recommence here at the Grenfell Cup Kart Club.
Come down and enjoy all the facilities the Grenfell Bowling Club has to offer, including Rinks Bistro and Restaurant and first-class lawn bowling greens. A great place to relax and enjoy a drink with family and friends. Grenfell Bowling Club, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
Milton Brothers Proprietary Limited, for all your earth-moving, road construction, water, soil conservation needs. Call Milton Brothers for your next earthworks job.
Rocky FM, radio of Young, Cowra, Cootamundra and the Southwest. Check out Copey's breakfast show every weekday morning from 6 a.m. Then tune into Quiggs while he fills your workday with the hottest songs from the 80s, 90s and today. Rocky FM, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club. The Caltex Service Station Grenfell is a proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. Make sure you call in and see Steve and Trudy before you head home and fill up with all the essentials for the road trip or have a bite at the Star Diner.
Dunlop is a supplier of a wide range of kart tyres, tyre compounds and other merchandise, and enough technical assistance to steer you in the right direction. Make sure you visit Les and Luke at the Dunlop Tyres trailer. Dunlop Kart Sports, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
See Lyle or Tracy at Grenfell Quality Meats to make sure your next barbecue or dinner is the envy of your friends. Proud suppliers to the Grenfell Canteen.
DPE Kart Technology is an Australian-based company that manufactures Arrow and Monaco racing karts and also distributes a huge range of parts and accessories. Trust DPE Kart Technology to the best quality and value for money products available in the world.
Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware Grenfell, stockists of everything from gardening supplies, nuts and bolts to all hardware and painting supplies, as well as a wide range of fishing and camping gear and electrical goods. Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware Grenfell, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
Nepean Transport Equipment manufacture the Nepean Night Owl Lighting System, which are proudly supplying light to the 2014 Schweppes New South Wales Sprint Car Championships at Grenfell.
2LF, the sound of the Southwest Slopes for over 70 years. Tune in to 2LF for all of the latest international and national news, sport, talk and entertainment all day, every day. 2LF, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.